You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. A bill that would essentially get rid of diversity, equality, and inclusion programs in government institutions is moving quickly through the legislature. It's getting its first look in the Senate today after it got the nod of approval in the House on Friday. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell is live with more. Hugo?
Maria, bill sponsor Representative Katie Hall faced a barrage of questions from all sides of the House for over half an hour on Friday before her bill was voted 58-14 in favour for it to move forward and face scrutiny today from the Senate. It will be presented to the Senate committee at around 2 o'clock this afternoon, and there's expected to be pushback on the bill from university students this afternoon as well. Mayor of Salt Lake County Jenny Wilson also called for a rejection of the bill, saying it sends the wrong message about, quote, who we are as a state. Tune in to Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news to hear all the latest from the Capitol. Reporting live, Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Utah State Hospital could soon be gone if a bill about mental health gets through the legislature. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston with details.
Representative Tyler Clancy's idea is to sell the Utah State Hospital in Provo and put the money toward a billion-dollar overhaul of the state's mental health care system. He says the problem is that the most common entry points for Utahns into the state's behavioral health system is the county jail and the state prison. Clancy says under his bill, people with severe mental illness and a criminal record with at least 15 felonies per year would be required to check into a facility.
Department of Health and Human Services says staffing could be an issue since the state hospital is already understaffed. Utah lawmakers are being asked to consider a new way for families to deal with the remains of a loved one who has passed away.
Natural organic reduction. It's also called terramation, or I've heard folks use human composting, all of these terms for the same sort of concept.
Senator Jennifer Plum is sponsoring the bill. She says the process speeds up the breaking down of the body. The end result is a soil-like material that can be used almost like a fertilizer. KSL's top national stories. The nation's largest four-year public university system, the California State University System, will be operating on a limited staff this week. Workers have walked off the job while making new contract demands. ABC's Alex Stone reports from California.
Officially, CSU campuses are open this week, but with professors, counselors, coaches, librarians, and others on strike all week, operations are likely going to be very limited at all 23 campuses. Professors are being told they must tell their students if there will be classes. The striking workers want a pay bump and other benefits.
This is the largest university faculty strike in U.S. history. We are just hearing Dexter Scott King, the youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King, has died of cancer at the age of 63. He served as the chair of the King Center for Nonviolent Social Change in Atlanta. A Georgia judge is expected to hear arguments today over whether to enforce a subpoena for Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. She is facing allegations of having an inappropriate relationship with a prosecutor in the election interference case against Donald Trump.
The wife of the prosecutor, Nathan Wade, has subpoenaed Fannie Willis in their divorce case, essentially trying to get her to come under oath and put forward what she knows about the marriage. Fannie Willis is seeking to quash that subpoena, saying she has nothing relevant towards the case and that the subpoena amounts to an attempt to harass her and embarrass her public reputation.
ABC's Olivia Rubin reports from the courthouse in Cobb County, Georgia. A day before tomorrow's primary vote, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley held a campaign event in Franklin, New Hampshire. Haley responded to what she said are Trump's claims about her policy proposals.
He says I want to cut Social Security and raise the retirement age. I never once said that. Not once. If anything, we're going to make it solvent so that no one lives in fear.
Yesterday, the Republican race got a little less narrow when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropped out. The chair of the Utah Republican Party is weighing in on DeSantis leaving the GOP presidential primary.
Utah Republican Party Chair Robert Axon says he is not surprised that DeSantis has endorsed former President Trump so quickly.
Governor DeSantis articulated it well in why he wanted to endorse President Trump and some of the concerns that he feels are happening here in this country that President Trump is well equipped to engage on.
Axon says he shares the Florida governor's conviction that the current administration is a disaster, and whoever can win the Republican nomination can help us get back on the right track as a country. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The Orem Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was dedicated over the weekend, becoming the state's 19th operating temple for the church. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles led the services. He also dedicated the Lima, Peru temple last week. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. We are looking at a crash causing some backups on I-15. This is in Sandy. The accident is northbound as you're approaching 90th South, and it is blocking a couple of right lanes of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Spend time with KSL News Radio and get a deeper understanding of the world around us.
I do listen to KSL so much because you've got voices like Boyd Matheson.
I listen to him every day.
You can trust him.
Inside Sources, weekdays 1 to 3
on KSL News Radio.
IVC, Interventional Vascular and Vein Center, is having a new year, new leg special event on Saturday, January 27th. This will be a free screening for varicose veins at their office in Provo. Don't let leg pain slow you down in 2024. Why wait? Now is the time to kick off the new year with new legs. Come and learn why starting at the beginning of the year is ideal to get you ready for spring. IVC has been in business for over 20 years and has been voted the best vein center of Utah Valley for 10 years running. IVC's doctors, advanced practice providers, and sonographers will be on hand to answer your questions. So come see them Saturday, January 27th for a free varicose vein screening. Space is limited, so please RSVP right now. Visit iVein.com. That's the letter I, VEIN.com. To schedule your new year, new legs, free screening at IVC. Because life starts when the pain stops.
It's the dead of winter, and our friends at Advanced Window Products have a wonderful wintertime offer. This is Jeff Kaplan. If the cold is seeping into your house right now, Nate and Jake will give you $2,500 off on double pane windows and the highest quality custom frames built right here in Utah. Any style, any color, and the $2,500 is atop their already low prices. See, they build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. So there's no middleman markup. At Advanced Window Products, they offer 0% financing. You can save now, pay later. So take advantage in the dead of winter while the wind is whistling and give your home, your number one asset, a fresh new look. Plus, you save money on heating and air conditioning so much so the energy companies offer rebates. Buy local. Their factories right here in Salt Lake City. Save an extra $2,500 off the best windows and frames in Utah. 801-850-9100 or visit advancedwindowsusa.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top story, a bill that will ban diversity, equity, and inclusion statements is headed to a Senate committee this afternoon. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. KSL News Time 12:08, breaking news. A longtime Salt Lake County prosecutor has died. David Yoakum served as Salt Lake County District Attorney in the late 80s and again from 1998 to 2006. Yoakum may be best known for his work securing a kidnapping conviction against Ted Bundy before Bundy's serial killings became public knowledge. Yoakum's death was announced by current DA Sim Gill. The current DA did not provide a cause of death. Speeding in an active school zone could cost much more than you'd think. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Speeding in an active school zone is not only extremely dangerous, but it could be extremely costly if a House bill passes. It would increase the fines by 5 times, taking an average $50 ticket to a $250 ticket. The bill also increases fines for drivers who ignore school bus signals. Even if it's by accident, passing the flashing red lights or stop sign could cost you up to $400.
The bill is currently sitting in the House waiting for a vote. Utah Highway Patrol is dealing with yet another wrong-way collision that ended in the death of a driver. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
This crash happened after a woman drove onto the off-ramp for I-15 at 600 South. Troopers say she wasn't properly wearing a seatbelt when she collided with an SUV going eastbound. That driver only suffered minor injuries, but the woman was killed in the crash.
UHP says the number of wrong-way collisions is an epidemic. A series of freeway shootings in the Seattle area has drivers on edge.
The latest shooting was along Interstate 90. A bullet hole was left in the tailgate of a victim's truck. There have been 12 freeway shootings so far this year around Seattle, but the Washington State Patrol says there is no indication they're all related. Kendra Hubble lives in the area.
It's really scary to hear the shootings are so close to home.
Nobody has been injured in the shootings. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky, what's going on?
We do have an accident northbound I-15 in Sandy just before 90th South. Now, on the main flow, a couple of right lanes are blocked to traffic, and it's causing a little bit of backup to the Southtown Mall. Also, a crash. This is northbound Bangor Highway in West Jordan, and this is right about 9200 South. Two left lanes open to travel, and crews are still working to clean up an earlier rollover crash, 114th South at 3200 West. Common Spirit, hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advanced health care in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll likely see a break in the clouds today. We'll go partly cloudy skies with a high of 48 degrees, very mild for this time of year. 33 overnight with clouds. Tomorrow, 45, mostly cloudy skies. Keeping the clouds around on Wednesday, 42. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy skies, 42 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, we'll go in depth about a new bill to change options of what you do with your loved ones when they pass away. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When words come out of our mouths and everything sounds fine, no one bats an eye. But if things come out a little jumbled or letters sound different than most, there's speech therapy. But did you know that speech therapy is used for more than just stuttering or disfluency? From articulation to expressive and receptive language to a simple act of swallowing that most of us take for granted, speech therapy can do amazing things for you, your health, and of course your sense of self. That's why Summit Speech Therapy is here. Summit Speech Therapy works with people of all ages, from infants and toddlers who have a difficult time feeding or eating, TBI, stroke, or coma patients, to children and adults with speech problems. So much of it is all related, and Summit Speech Therapy can help. Summit works with all insurance companies as well as private pay options, and the experience can be life-changing. With clinics up and down the Wasatch Front, including Murray, with no long waiting for an appointment. For more, visit SummitSLP.com. That's SummitSLP.com.
Back in 2004, got a letter from the IRS indicating that I was no longer married, and therefore they were to change my filing status to single.
We were really upset.
I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
As soon as we met Jordan and he started talking to us, he made us feel like we weren't the imbeciles that the IRS had made us feel like for so many years.
I'm Jordan Wilcox. Let's solve your IRS tax nightmare.
We have reduced our tax liability by over 42%. $1,000.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com or call 801-657-5951 to schedule your free consultation today.
We can move forward with confidence and assurance that we're okay.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
It's marvelous, just marvelous.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a bill to increase fines for speeding in active school zones could make the tickets five times more expensive. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, the nation's largest four-year public university system, the California State System, will be operating on limited staff this week. Thousands of staff members walked out today in the largest university faculty strike in U.S. history. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Right lane still blocked northbound Bangor Highway, about 9200 south, with a crash. Also an accident northbound I-15 blocking right lanes of traffic approaching 90th south in Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A mix of sun and clouds today, high of 48. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 42 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
On the ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It is down to the home stretch in New Hampshire, the nation's first presidential primary.
It's down to two candidates in New Hampshire. Undecided voters and independents could propel or narrow Nikki Haley's chances beyond the Granite State against Donald Trump. At a Haley event, Diane Christine, who voted for President Biden last election, says Social Security is her biggest concern.
I'm going to be 65 this year, and you know, inflation has been just like crazy.
Jake, turning 18 this year, came with his parents to see Haley. He'll vote in his first general election this fall. He's also concerned about his future.
I think I'm just open to seeing new ideas.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are speaking about reproductive rights on this anniversary of Roe v. Wade. The court overturned nearly 2 years ago the decision, and the White House says it turned back the clock on women's rights.
Today, 21 states have abortion bans in effect. 27 million women of reproductive age live in states with bans. That's more than one in three women.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, protesters are camped outside Israeli Prime Minister's private and official residences in Jerusalem. Many families of hostages in the war with Hamas who say they won't leave until their loved ones are freed.
Several families of Israeli hostages storming a committee meeting at Parliament, yelling at lawmakers to bring home their loved ones from Gaza. Angry relatives calling for an end to the right-wing government they say is preventing a hostage deal to free over 100 Israelis. It's another sign of the growing criticism and pressure mounting on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose actions indicate dismantling Hamas comes before freeing the hostages. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Stocks are higher. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The new bill under consideration this legislative session would give people the option to be turned into a soil-like material after they die. KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff explains.
The process is called natural organic reduction, terramation, or simply human composting. It involves breaking the deceased person's body down into a soil-like material that can then be mixed into the ground, much like fertilizer. The bill is being sponsored by Senator Jennifer Plum.
When my brother passed, 1996, so it's been a minute, and he is in a cemetery. We used to visit him every birthday, every Memorial Day. We would do these regular visits, and that's not nearly as frequent as it was. But we did plant a big plum tree downtown, actually in Pioneer Park. And I pass that tree at least once a week. And it is that same sort of thing, like, hey, there's a really positive reminder of someone who meant a lot to me.
She says this idea was actually brought to her last year, but she wasn't ready to move the bill forward at that time.
More people, strangely unrelated to one another or, you know, not connected to one another, reached out over the past year plus or so saying, there's something I'd really like to talk about. And they get a little quiet and they get a little, I don't know what the right word is, maybe a little reserved because, you know, it's a sacred space.
She says this new process would be added to more traditional methods.
What this natural organic reduction process does is it essentially accelerates what would happen if we were back in the day and we just ended up in the ground. Then eventually you would break down.
Senator Plum says the new process would still be carried out by trained morticians and would not be available to anyone who had passed away from certain types of diseases. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 1219. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And let's check in with Ricky Meese.
If you're headed northbound on I-15, you're going to see delays. It's right around 114th South now. It's all due to a crash at 90th South, blocking a couple of right lanes of traffic. So just give yourself an extra 5 to 10 minutes on that drive. We still have the cleanup of a crash northbound Bankator about 9200 South. That leaves only a left lane of travel open. Otherwise, we're looking at a pretty good drive on the rest of your Valley freeways at this time. Mr. Max, buy one, get one sale. Buy one suit for $299. Get the second one for $100. Any style, any occasion, free alterations and 9 locations. Mr. Mac, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast holds on to the theme of mild temperatures and clouds. We'll go 48 today with partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 45, keeping the clouds in on Wednesday, 42. We're down to 41 on Thursday with a chance for rain and snow showers. Then we're cloudy again as we work into Friday, high of 40. How about Saturday? 40 partly cloudy, keeping a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, 41. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 42 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City under mostly cloudy skies. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Getting a little choked up because the Dow's getting pretty close to the 38,000 mark. Complete update of your money news coming up next.
When's the best time to plant a tree? It was 20 years ago. When's the second best time to plant a tree? It's now. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I remember years ago being sent home from elementary school with a small tree in a styrofoam cup. I know some of you can relate. If that was planted, it's now bigger than you are. Your finances are the same way. The best time to get started, or the best time to get a second opinion, is now. And with time and patience, imagine how big your financial tree could be. 20 years ago, if you invested $1,000 in Apple stock, it could be worth over $500,000 today. That is a big tree. Do that for you and do that for someone you love. Call Trajan Wealth today and help us help you plant that financial tree. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
This is Congressman John Curtis. I'm sure you've heard that I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I'd like to invite you to my campaign kickoff this Monday, January 22nd at 6 p.m. in Orem. You can find the address at johncurtis.org. Join me to celebrate our early momentum across the state. We're strong and we're optimistic. I hope you'll come say hi on Monday evening, share the excitement, and be part of this journey. We'll have J-Dogs, Twisted Sugar Cookies, and great company. Please RSVP at johncurtis.org to let me know you're coming. This Monday, January 22nd at 6 p.m. in Orem. You can find the address at johncurtis.org. I look forward to serving you in the U.S. Senate. As your senator, I'll keep getting things done for Utah. Please RSVP at johncurtis.org to let me know you're coming. See you Monday.
Paid for by John Curtis for Utah.
Any Hour Services can help you make sure your furnace keeps you warm this winter. Whether you need a tune-up, a repair, or a second opinion about replacing it, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
Boyd Matheson on the pitfalls of politics.
I think the biggest thing we all have to reject is the status quo. We have to reject the kind of politics that have been served up to us and that we've bought into. The biggest question for all of us is, what are we afraid of? And often what we're afraid of is losing power. Politicians often tell us, you can vote for whoever you want, but if you vote for someone other than me, you'll lose power, you'll lose influence. And we have to reject that. Our voting right is our most sacred and fundamental right. Vote for the best person, even if they're not in either political party. Some will try to convince you that throwing your vote away and the evil, awful other side is going to win because of that. That's what they want you to believe. Because if you're functioning out of a position of fear, we all lose. You'll vote for the status quo, and that keeps the status quo in power.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1224. The Supreme Court will hear an appeal from an Oklahoma death row inmate who has maintained his innocence.
Richard Glossop was sentenced to death in a 1997 murder for hire of the owner of the motel where he worked. The Supreme Court blocked the latest effort to execute Glossop in early May, and now the state's attorney general telling the justices that Glossop's conviction is unsustainable and needs a new trial, previously saying that some evidence in the case was destroyed. The case won't be argued until the fall. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time, 1225, watching Utah's money. The EPA's newest assessment of water quality and pollution in the U.S. rivers and streams shows almost no progress on cutting the nitrogen pollution. A majority of it comes from farm chemical runoff. It can cause algae blooms and contaminate drinking water. It may get worse as climate change increases rainfall that can wash more nutrients into waterways. Panera Bread is seeing more issues with its charged lemonade. A third lawsuit has been filed against the restaurant chain, claiming the highly caffeinated drink caused permanent heart issues. Cryptocurrency lawyers are using Beanie Babies to argue in court. They say buying the currency is like buying one of the plush toys, and crypto is more like a collectible than a stock. The digital currency was compared to the 90s toys in a case against the Securities and Exchange Commission. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 91 points. It's about a quarter of a percent, sitting at 37,954, just flirting with that 38,000 mark. The S&P 500 up by 9 points. The NASDAQ gets up by 37 points. Macy's says no to a takeover bid from a pair of investment firms.
Ark House Management and Brigade Capital Management had offered $21 a share, part of an acquisition worth nearly $6 billion. But Macy's board rejected that, saying the pair didn't provide enough proof they'd be able to turn the struggling retailer around or even be able to raise that amount of money. Just last week, Macy's announced it was laying off about 3.5% of its headcount and closing 5 stores. Macy's, one of many department stores struggling to overcome online competition. Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
Every single show on KSL News Radio is part of the KSL app, so you can listen when you want. When you want. News with Tim and Amanda when you get up, hit live on the app. On the app. Dave and Dejanovic at 9 and Boyd Matheson at 1, they're on the app. Plus, you can podcast them for work. And Jeff Kaplan, yeah, he's there. On the app. The movie show, KSL Greenhouse, latest traffic report, they're all on the app for KSL News Radio. KSL News Radio.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Managing today's uncertainty can be overwhelming. We crave security, and it's uncomfortable when we sense a lack of control over our lives. Develop a routine for a more balanced lifestyle with healthy habits and fun. Focus on what you can control, even if it's little things, like a before bedtime ritual.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Join Morris Columbus Travel and KSL Radio for the 28th Annual Utah Travel Expo this Friday and Saturday from 4 to 7 at the Mountain America Expo Center, utahtravelexpo.com. KSL News Time, 1229, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese.
We've had a secondary crash on northbound I-15. The first one occurred just before 90th, now one at 90th over to the right. There is still a right lane block northbound I-15 in that area with delays back to 114th South. Cleanup crews still working the accident in West Jordan, northbound Bangor Highway 9200 South. Only a left lane of traffic getting through that area. Fed Up Kitchen is Utah's premier healthy meal prep service. Save time, money, and get results with their delicious meals made fresh daily. Right now, save 20% on your first order. Use promo code KSL at fedupkitchen.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Balmy January weather today with a high of 48, partly cloudy skies. Overnight, we'll dip off into the low 30s with cloudy skies. 45 tomorrow, more clouds. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 42 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Utah lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have agreed on at least one issue making its way through the legislature. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with that story. Amy?
Maria, Senator Lincoln Fillmore is sponsoring a joint resolution supporting what's called the success sequence. That sequence is basically that education, work, and marriage all come before having children. Senator Fillmore says this has a positive impact on the people who follow it.
And because it has such a powerful impact on individuals, the more individuals that use it, the better off society will be.
The resolution received a unanimous support in committee, including from Democrat Senator Kathleen Reby, who spoke in favor. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The 2024 legislative session is only in its second week, but some controversial bills have already made their way from the State House to the Senate. Senate President Stuart Adams says as early as this afternoon, two committees will take up a bill that affects diversity programs in government institutions like universities, as well as one that impacts gender-specific bathrooms in government buildings.
We'll get public input. That's really important to have. So I'm sure the committees will be long and open to those that want to speak.
Adams says if the committee signs off, both bills could head to the Senate floor by the middle of the week. KSL's top national stories. Dozens of family members of hostages held by Hamas stormed a committee meeting in Israel's parliament, demanding a deal to win their loved ones' release. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisted to the Israeli public that pursuing the devastating offensive in Gaza is the only way to bring home hostages. Talks on a phased deal to bring the hostages home and end the war is under discussion, but the two sides are very far apart. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army expanding its operations in southern Gaza, moving west of Khan Yunis. Intense airstrikes reported overnight, over 160 dead, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting calls for an end to the war, calling that a surrender to Hamas. The terror group still far from defeated in the south, still fighting fiercely, still firing rockets, and still holding 132 hostages, among them 8 Americans. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The Biden administration is still standing with Israel, but is working behind the scenes to end this war as soon as possible as civilian casualties rise every day. We're learning about a new attack on U.S. forces in the Middle East by Iran-backed militants. According to the Pentagon, several American personnel are being evaluated for possible traumatic brain injuries after a missile barrage against a base in Iraq.
This is exactly the kind of escalatory strike by Iran-backed militants that the White House has been trying to avoid, a barrage of ballistic missiles and rockets targeting U.S. forces in Iraq. Now, the Pentagon says that this attack was largely intercepted by air defense systems, but we know that several U.S. service members are now being evaluated for possible traumatic brain injuries, and at least one Iraqi service member was wounded.
That is ABC's Mary Bruce reporting. Another type of Boeing 737 is now under the microscope.
Today, the FAA is recommending airlines that fly the Boeing 737-900, different than the Boeing 737 MAX 9, visually inspect mid-exit door plugs that are very similar to the ones on the MAX 9 to make sure they're properly secured. It comes after United and Alaska Airlines found loose hardware on their MAX 9 door plugs. U.S. airlines that fly the 737-900 include Delta, United, and Alaska. They say inspections of the 900s should not impact flight operations. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An uncomfortable but important warning from the FBI. The agency is telling parents and kids about a 20% increase in cases of online sextortion of children. Sextortion, according to the FBI, is a crime where an adult pressures kids and teens to share explicit pictures online. To better protect your child, the FBI recommends being open with them about the real risk of online predators. For more information, you can check out KSLNewsRadio.com. Pressure on kids to perform in sports is leading to serious injuries, and some kids are leaving sports altogether. ABC's Allison Kosick has more.
The new study, released overnight, finds a whopping 70% of kids are dropping out of organized youth sports by age 13.
Nice, Alex.
In recent years, experts have raised more concerns about parents taking the fun away.
When there's such an overemphasis on winning, it really takes away the enjoyment.
Factors include depression, fatigue, sleep problems, and injuries.
The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends young athletes keep to one sports per day and have at least one day of rest per week. KSL Sports, the Oakland A's have their eye on Daybreak as a temporary home, and Utah's doing all it can to make it happen. Amanda Covington, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer for the Larry H. Miller Company, says there's a lot of enthusiasm.
We don't have a specific timeline, but we do know there are some things that MLB looks toward to award a team for an expansion market, and so those are the things we're working on.
Covington says the team itself is excited about Utah and the work they are doing on the stadium. First look traffic, what's happening, Ricky?
Good news is the crash has been cleared. Northbound Bangor Highway at 9200 South. However, northbound I-15 at 90th South, a right lane still blocked as the crews continue to work to clear a crash there, and we still have residual delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Bigger stories demand more accountability, more experience, more trust.
If it's like an election day or we're expecting some bad weather,
KSL presents the story unbiased.
It's a good local source.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
This Monday Tax Tip is brought to you by Susan Spears, CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs.
In 2021, Congress passed the Corporate Transparency Act. This law creates a new beneficial ownership information reporting requirement as part of the U.S. government's efforts to make it harder for bad actors to hide behind anonymous entities as part of illicit financial activities. In the U.S., it is estimated that 32 million companies will be required to make this filing to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN. To find out if your organization is exempt, contact your CPA.
Get the most out of your income tax preparation when you hire a CPA. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. uacpa.org. Listen to KSL on Monday for more tax tips from the Utah Association of CPAs.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News, recapping our top story, a Senate resolution to encourage putting education, work, and marriage before having kids has bipartisan support. KSL News Time, 1238. Cold plunges are a new topic in Utah's legislature.
A bill proposed by Senator Kurt Bramble would get rid of any power the Department of Health and Human Services has to regulate public cold baths and cold plunges. The department currently regulates water quality and filtration, but Bramble says they should be treated like spas, not public pools. Bramble also says the removal of the regulations doesn't pose any health or safety risks. The cold baths are often used to help with inflammation, circulation, muscle soreness, and metabolism. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Canyon View Middle School in Cedar City is on a remote learning day today and tomorrow following a carbon monoxide leak that forced them to evacuate last week. Brandon Nolan tells KSL-TV his son was one of 25 people who have been treated for exposure. And according to messages sent from the school, they still don't know where that leak came from.
Nobody's answering that question of where, how everything's been contaminated, how it's gotten in.
An outside agency is set to test the school's carbon monoxide detectors over the next 2 days. Nolan says he won't send his son back until they know where the leak came from. A hiker was injured after a piece of ice fell on her. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit reports.
This woman was hiking in Waterfall Canyon with friends and family when the ice came down. Now, fortunately, she wasn't as seriously injured as search and rescue initially feared. Matter of fact, she was able to walk to a rescue UTV afterwards, and she's now recovering.
The Weber County Sheriff's Search and Rescue says to remember ice fall risk will go up as things do get warmer. UDOT says their snowplow drivers have cleared roughly 210,000 miles over the past 2 weeks. That's over 12,000 work hours for the drivers. To help provide some perspective, they are just shy of the number of miles that it takes to reach the moon. KSL News Time, 1239. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Are we looking at a good-looking drive, Ricky?
We are for the most part. We still have one crash where crews are trying to get it wrapped up. Northbound I-15 in Sandy, about 90th south, right lane blocked, is still causing some slowdowns to about 114th south. But that's it. All the rest of the problems have been cleared, and the rest of your valley freeways are seeing a good drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're looking at a high of 48 today. Very mild, partly cloudy skies. 33 overnight with cloud cover thickening back up. Tomorrow's 45, mostly cloudy skies. Into Wednesday, 42, more clouds. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, some good temperatures in downtown Salt Lake City, where we've now reached 46 degrees. Still to come on Utah's new news, we'll go in depth on South Jordan's reaction to the Oakland A's eyeing a new facility. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and we all loved and grew up with the game. Now you're going to love the show. It's on the stage at Hale Center Theater right now, and it's called Clue. It is so funny, so clever, and I've got to tell you this. I love plays that include slow motion scenes, I'm not kidding you, and even rewind scenes. And if you're looking for the best death scene ever witnessed on the stage, it's waiting for you right now at Hale Center Theater in Clue. But there's so much more coming up in the 2024 season, and that includes Fiddler on the Roof, that's coming up next, Sound of Music, May We All, a country musical, The Time Machine, The Nutty Professor, Aladdin, The Magician's Elephant, and Beauty and the Beast. It's going to be a great season at Hale Center Theater. Go to hct.org to get your season tickets, individual tickets, and of course, gift cards.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
KSL News Time 1245, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
a joint resolution is making its way through the Utah legislature with support from both Republicans and Democrats. It emphasizes what's called the success sequence, basically that education, work, and marriage all come before having children. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, we had another wrong-way crash in Salt Lake over the weekend. One woman was killed. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
A crash in Sandy, northbound I-15, about 90th south, a right lane block. We still have backups to about 114th south, but the rest of your valley freeways seem a nice and quiet drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Pushing 50 degrees today, then a cooling trend. I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy, 46 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Now that Ron DeSantis has ended his presidential campaign, it's down to former President Trump and Nikki Haley. In tomorrow's New Hampshire primary, ABC's Zareen Shaw spoke to Haley about it.
She said it is personal to get in a race. It is personal to get out. She said that he was a good governor and she wishes him well. Now, she was asked if DeSantis called to inform her. She said he did not, but she perhaps a nod to being the only woman in the race. She said that that's what the fellas do. She said that she did not take it personally.
Mr. Trump is leading in the polls. President Biden and Vice President Harris speaking today about abortion rights. He at a White House event and her in the battleground state of Wisconsin. The Pentagon says two U.S. troops have been examined for traumatic brain injuries after this weekend's attack on a base in Iraq where they were stationed. In-N-Out Burger says it's closing its location in Oakland, California due to high crime in the area. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Oakland A's is looking for a place to call home, and the Larry H. Miller Company is doing all it can to make Utah that place. Miller's Chief Corporate Affairs Officer Amanda Covington says when they visited with the A's last week, there was a lot of excitement.
One, just about the enthusiasm of Utah and the support we have from the top all the way to your youth baseball player, right? I mean, everybody here is excited for that. I think what you'll see, too, is that stadium design that we have out at Downtown Daybreak, as we were designing it for the Bees, we've taken a very innovative and fast-moving approach to create something that would really flex for the A's when they come to town. And one thing to consider, you know, if I'm sure you guys are experienced with the Waste Management Open and what they do around that 16th hole. We've engaged with the same architects and designers to do something very similar here, where we can absolutely flex up and create a world-class experience for fans should the A's decide to make Daybreak their temporary home.
In order for the A's to come to Utah, the Daybreak Stadium would need to supply more seats, and Covington says it's not a problem.
If they agree to come here, it would be 25, 26, and 27 seasons, and it would be 81 games a season there. So it's in the near term. Speaking to the ballpark itself, we're well underway on our construction and design. South Jordan City has been absolutely incredible to work with as we've been working on the ballpark, and we know that Mayor Ramsey and her team will be incredible partners as we look to increase that capacity. The design, as I mentioned, is incredibly innovative, and I'd encourage any of your listeners, if you haven't watched the Waste Management Open on TV, maybe Google it and take a look at their 16th hole. Those are some of the innovative concepts we'd be applying to the ballpark to flex it from, you know, fixed seating or initial design was 7,500 seats, but we would take that up to 11,500 seats with additional capacity so you could have seating and standing on the berm, et cetera, take that up to 12,000 fans.
Nothing is set in stone yet, but Covington says they know what the MLB is looking for, and they're working on it daily. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And here's Ricky Meese.
Just one accident remaining, and it's in the clearing stages. UDOT now on the scene and taking up those orange cones, blocking that right lane of traffic northbound I-15 at 90th South. It's still a little busy and slow in the area, but that's going to clear out very quickly. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and main secondaries are in good shape. Make your home movie ready with unique finds and treasures during Park City Gallery Association's monthly gallery stroll during Sundance, Friday evening, 6 to 9, a free, family-friendly way to shop and support local. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, more mild Pacific air moving into the Intermountain West. We'll go partly cloudy skies today with a high of 48. 45 tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. Down to 42 on Wednesday with mostly cloudy skies. Into Thursday, 41, chance for rain, snow, showers. Then we'll go dry again, mostly cloudy on Friday, 40, keeping it in the low 40s as we work into Saturday and Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy and 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. The Dow inching closer to that 38,000 mark. It's up by 105 points right now. We'll check your money news. A complete update coming up next.
Have you heard about the huge clearance sale at Dave's Bernina in St. George and Provo? It's time to buy a better machine and get a Bernina. Up to 48 months, no interest on certain models.
Huge January savings on Bernina's Special Edition 770 QE and 570 QE CAFE machines that include a free embroidery module and free gifts.
Purchase the L890 Serger and receive a free Bernina Studio Cabinet, a $3,250 value. How about $2,400 worth of free gifts when you buy a Bernina B790 Pro model?
A limited supply. These machines won't last.
Dave's Bernina has incredible deals on school machine buybacks during the sale.
Starting at $499, plus super deals on floor models and trade-ins.
From everyday sewing tasks to artistic designs, count on Dave's Bernina. In business since 1960, 691 East St. George Boulevard and 2017 North 550 West in Provo. At Dave's
Bernina. Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Dave and Debbie. I want our listeners to feel like they have an advocate, that they have somebody that's going to fight for them, challenge the status quo or the pithy soundbite. We have a unique job where we have access to interviews and people that not everyone has. We take that seriously. So if we do feel like we're getting a spin, then we can challenge it. I love it when people tell me, I was just thinking about that question that you asked. I'm glad you asked that question. That's like the height of compliment.
I want our listeners to feel empowered to use the information that they've learned on the Dave and Dujanovic Show to help their families, to help make good decisions, help investigate other avenues to maybe protect their family's safety or protect their family's money. I'm hopeful our show leaves our listeners with a sense of empowerment so they can make the best decision possible for themselves and for their families.
Listen for Dave and Dujanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News
Time. Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
KSL News Time 1254. A top member of Congress wants federal agencies to keep a popular nicotine product from being marketed to kids.
Nicotine pouches have surged in popularity, and Zyn is the most popular.
It's a little pouch that you put in your teeth, but too much of it can be really harmful to kids.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said this is like when vaping and e-cigs became popular.
Zyn is the next battle, and the feds must be ready because big tobacco will stop at nothing to hook kids for life.
Schumer's calling for action from the FTC and the FDA. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money, a seafood favorite, is going to be harder to find this summer. Experts say the crawfish harvest will be rough this year after drought and cold weather. 1 pound could cost up to $13. Sony Corporation is scrapping their $10 billion merger with Zee Entertainment. Zee is one of India's most powerful media groups. The merger was to create the biggest media groups in the world. Sony and Zee both saying that closing conditions were not met. Apple is planning to launch the new MacBook Air, iPad Air, and iPad Pro this spring. It could be as early as March. The last big launch of the iPad was back in 2022. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 110 points, sitting at 37,974. S&P 500 up by 12, and the NASDAQ up by 49 points. As we get ready for the Oscar nominations tomorrow morning, celebrating the best film in 2023, this morning we got a bunch of nominations celebrating the worst films.
I got this situation where I need your help.
Sylvester Stallone's action film Expendables 4 didn't need any help getting Razzie Award nominations. The sequel scored the most, 7, from the group that nominates what it sees as the worst performances of the year. Expendables 4 up for Worst Picture against The Exorcist, Believer, Meg 2, The Trench, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, and the only non-sequel in the category, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. In the various acting categories, a lot of big names with nominations, from Russell Crowe to Dame Helen Mirren, Salma Hayek, and 2 for Megan Fox.
It's time to get loud.
Jason Athens in ABC News, Hollywood.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.